You're listening to Anthropocene Radio, guerrilla news for climate justice at COP21.
Today, Radio Anthropocene has come to the La Générale because there was a performance that was taking place there called UN Canteen. Here next to me, there is Ruth from the Roles Project, one of the organizers of this performance. And can you tell us a little bit more about this performance, Ruth? What is it about?
Yeah, sure. So we were trying to get across something to try and get people to feel power imbalance. So this was kind of one of our objectives. And we thought that using food as a metaphor, so collaborating to create a dinner together as a metaphor for the UN political leaders collaborating to make decisions together, would be very good, because food is something that we all love and that we all need to sustain us.
Yeah, and we all relate to it every day. No?
Exactly. So it's cross-cultural as well. So it's kind of something that's applicable to everyone and anyone. And so this evening we invited people to arrive here at Le Général and bring a vegetable. So that was the only instruction. So we had a queue of 60 people who brought their vegetable, who were processed as if they were entering Le Bourget. So we weighed their vegetable, and depending on the weight and the characteristics, they got assigned a particular country.
Okay.
And that country sort of designated the level of power they had on their table. So this was collaborative power or decision making, whether they could veto or not, whether they were interested in everybody on the table eating, or whether they just themselves wanted to eat. And so people sat in groups around tables and chopped vegetables together, spoke together, but took on the quality of their country while they were doing the performance. And then there were certain interventions that happened during that process.
Tell us, what type of interventions happened? What was going on in that dinner?
There was one moment where there was a huge storm, a huge thunderstorm. So the lights went off and there was a crack of thunder. And some of the poorer countries from each table got taken away as climate refugees. So then the rest of the table had to negotiate what they wanted to do, depending on what country they were personifying. They had different opinions. So sometimes the climate refugees were welcome back and sometimes they weren't. There was another intervention. So some people who arrived late or couldn't get into the conference actually sat outside of the performance space and became they became grassroots movement. So they were kind of excluded from what was happening inside, and one of their goals was to try and create an intervention that would enable them to enter Le Bourget or to change what was happening within that. There was also someone who took the role of a corporation, and so went in to try and persuade some of the tables who were all eating and cooking vegan food to use salami. So they were kind of had this kind of level of power to try and persuade using salami. And you, in fact.
Yeah, I was there also.
You were there also, and took the role of a documenter. So you were in with a press pass, access all areas, and taking photos. And I mean, yeah, I don't know your experience, because in kind of immersive performance, there's it very much depends on the participation of the individuals and how much they get into role and sort of take on, how, you know, so they decide, each person who is here decides their journey. Yeah, we've had really positive feedback, so hopefully we'll keep reworking it as a performance and it will carry on over the years.
I actually think, I mean, when I read the, when I read the description, it was not very appealing because it was like, oh, no, a UN simulator. No, like, that was my first thought. Mm. But then I thought it was very well performed. Mm. And I saw everybody was really engaged in the performance and really embodying their role, really very, very, very good. The question would be like, what's your further aim with this? You know, like, what do you want to? I mean, you talk. It's about reflecting power imbalances, and what have you learned like at the personal level?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think one of the main kind of objectives that we had was to try and allow people to both understand how complex it is for world leaders to be making decisions, to be influenced by so many factors, and so partly to sort of step into the shoes of the other, so to kind of to play that role and to really embody that and to experience that, as opposed to separate and just blame someone else for the problems. And then another role was to, a bit like Augusta Boal, his work in Theatre of the Oppressed. So it's kind of that sense of by enacting a certain way, you experience what it feels like to put forward an idea or to put forward a suggestion. So you yourself have become empowered to make change. So you realise that actually if you stand up and find different ways to integrate your ideas in the table, then you can try to distribute a power with the other people rather than over the other people and play around with that. So that was one of the kind of parallel processes that was happening. But yeah, we're going to have a debrief this evening with the different people involved, and to try and look at exactly what the next steps could be. To kind of there was lots of little things that we could like to sort of just tighten up and make a bit more streamlined.
Yeah.
But generally, I think the idea of allowing people to come together and to talk and to reflect is a really crucial part of the change that needs to be happening, no matter what the politicians who are in Le Bourget are deciding and talking about. We as people need to make changes within our own lives for the changes that we need globally to start happening. So I think events like this, in a way, allow us to experience maybe a different way of interacting.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Help us to spread the word by tweeting this programme.